While the Czech Republic has already taken a respectable 5 medals at the Winter Olympics in Vancouver, the early exit of the country's ice hockey players has been a blow to Czech sports fans. Indeed, Wednesday's 2-0 defeat to Finland was the 4th time in a row that the Czechs have been knocked out in the quarterfinals of a major tournament. A decade ago, they were among the world's best. So where is Czech hockey going wrong today? Jan Wellinger has the story.
The Czech national hockey team had a great run at the turn of the millennium, winning not only at the Nagano Olympics, but 3 straight world championships. Now those days seem far away. In Vancouver, after exiting in the quarterfinal stage yet again, the Czech team has lost its former luster, and many are saying substantial changes will now be needed. A little earlier, I spoke to Martin Hosták, a respected Czech TV commentator and former NHL player. He agrees the situation needs to be faced head on.
Every game is different, and you can lose one game by coincidence or bad luck, or you're not prepared exactly for the top moment. But I don't think this is a coincidence. I think we have some problem in the Czech hockey, and we have to face it, and we have to do something about it. It's not just the national team, it's the junior national teams as well. They don't have pretty good results in their under 18 or under 20 championships, and that says we are after the top nations. We are not at the top right now.
According to Hosták and others, one key factor is that up-and-coming players today lack the necessary motivation compared to players who grew up under communism and saw hockey not only as financially rewarding, but also as a means of making it abroad. By comparison, today's coaches have to juggle lesser or less driven players and only hope that someone will step up. Certainly new players of rarer caliber are missing, something evidenced by the drop in the team's play at Vancouver, when Jaromír Jágr, still a star at 38, was absent for much of the Czechs' game against Latvia. At the same time, hockey commentator Martin Hosták says the outlook is not completely bleak. At Vancouver 2010, some on the Czech team played exceptionally well and registered on the radar.
I'm optimistic for young players which showed their skills and boldness to go in a game and go one against one and make their moves, and they were not afraid to go from the opponent's net. Krejci or Fleischmann, Milan Michalek as well. These players are future of the Czech hockey, and I hope they will be better and better every year, and they can start to build up a new team.
The next big event on the calendar will be the World Championship in neighboring Germany in May, which Martin Hosták points out will by necessity see a different and arguably weaker Czech roster than in Vancouver. Still, it could also be an opportunity for newer players to make their mark. Some would argue, given the team's recent track record, that they have little to lose.
Jan Wellinger reporting. Now let's turn to